We took a four-staged approach. We would engage with people, we'd explain the law to them, we'd encourage them, and only at a last resort would we enforce the law. And some people were actually given four, five, or even six warnings before enforcement action took place. And what's interesting is the vast majority of the people against whom enforcement action was taken were people who routinely and flagrantly break the law. So these are not just ordinary people who happened to make a mistake and got sent to prison. Most of the people who we dealt with in that way were people who will offend ordinarily. So that's an important distinction to make. And ordinary people made mistakes. The law changed a lot. The regulations were complex. They were complex for us to understand. So if it was complex for us, it's going to be pretty tough for some ordinary people to understand. And we bore that in mind all the time. And we tried to take a proportionate approach. We probably made the odd mistake here or there. It would be amazing if we hadn't, given it was all really new.
Clearly, the police do not control the eventual punishment that somebody receives if they are found to have broken a regulation and a rule. How does it sit with you that one of the punishments that was handed out was jail?
One of the things that police officers learn not to do is either not to have an opinion on what courts do or not to share the opinion. I think when the first prosecution happened, we were interested in the outcome of it because this was new and it was new for the courts, and the courts had to set the direction too. And the courts clearly took a view that we need people, unfortunately, to comply with this, and comply is quite a hard word. And so that was for the courts, and they did their job. And what's interesting is over time, as the pandemic ebbed and flowed, the court's approach changed as well. So at the height of the risk, when the health service was in danger of being overrun, sentences tended to be higher. And then as the risk receded, sentences were reduced. And clearly, from my perspective, courts bore that in mind.